I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Boko Haram carried out their bloodiest attack so far this year in northeast Nigeria. Gunfire and targeted explosions in Maiduguri killed at least 14 and injured more than 30. David Taylor with Christian Aid Mission says the timing of the attack during Ramadan is likely not a coincidence, as Muslim extremists are seeking God's favor and see jihad as their only assurance of salvation. But Christian Aid's ministry partners are sharing a different message, the gospel in Nigeria's internally displaced person camps. And they've seen God do the miraculous.
There have actually been people who have come to Christ in these camps who are from Boko Haram. When they've seen the love of Christ being shared in very practical ways in these camps from Christians, it's really moved their hearts.
Would you pray for more eyes to be open to God's grace? And did you know that one of the largest unreached people groups might live in your own backyard? Out of the 70 million deaf people in the world, less than 2% have heard the gospel. Yesterday was World Deaf Day of Prayer, an opportunity to raise awareness for the spiritual needs of the deaf community and call people to pray. And it's not too late to get involved. Deaf Bible Society's J.R. Bucklew.
So what we can be praying for is leaders. We need leaders, and not just leaders, but we need leaders and we need tools and resources so we can equip them to lead well and to have success at engaging their communities.
Deaf Bible Society has scripture translations in 15 different sign languages. You can learn more at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that helps to remind you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.